our biblical worldview question of the week. It is Teaching Tuesday. We welcome Nancy Fitzgerald of anchorsaway.org to join us. And we're looking at how do we stay focused on Christ, which is an important question to ask, especially in these days. Well, good morning.
Well, good morning, Kelly and Steve. And it is a great question to ask. And as Kelly was mentioning earlier, you know, what better time now? We're getting ready to be set free. It feels like we've all been kind of, you know, on parole here. But it is a good time to think and reevaluate the pace that we're keeping. And for most of us, it's insane, you know, especially in America. We're crazy, the pressures of the daily grind and our schedules, and it is difficult. It's difficult for all of us, I don't care how long we've been Christians, really, to stay focused on Jesus. And I'm not talking about walking around every day with a Bible, reading it aloud. I'm just saying that God's okay with a fast pace. I can't imagine what his pace is. I know I just can't imagine. If he knows every hair on everybody's head, I don't know how he does it, and we're not supposed to. But again, what does the Bible say that can help us in our own world, whatever our norm looks like, to stay focused, to have that sense of rhythm in us that is focused on Jesus? And I think Hebrews 12:1-2, therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of the faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated on the right hand of the throne of God. And that's kind of it right there. We have to stay on the track that God put us on. Mm-hmm. And, you know, honestly, if we continue to think and to see Jesus at the finish line with his arms spread out, ready to grab us, as he kept his eyes on the finish line of the cross, because he wanted us to come to him and have a relationship, it's a whole lot easier.
You know, I love the race metaphors because they just make sense. And the Apostle Paul talked about that. And, you know, you talk about running a God-driven race, Nancy, and the key to that. And I know what you're going to share. I know what this answer is. And this is something that it seems for me anyway, the older I get, the worse of a problem it is. So talk about what the key is to running this God-driven race.
Yeah, I think the key is, and we forget as Christians, look, we don't have to get distracted, you know, and sometimes I'm making a grocery list when I'm praying and I catch myself doing that. And I'm not talking about the micro disturbances more here. We're talking about a bigger picture. And the thing is, Stephen Kelly, we have to make choices. We have to make choices to go against our flesh, the world, and Satan. And we have to remember, we're in a battle. And these three influences on us work 24/7. You know, they don't get up sometime in the afternoon. They're there working on our minds at night to distract us and to try to weaken our faith, you know? And I think for us as Christian, we're so bound in performance. You know, we think if our work is helping others, that must be good. And I think we need to reevaluate, is what we're doing giving God the glory? And if not, then we should probably not be doing it. You know, there are lots of good causes. And if we join just because, well, we like the people or it makes us feel good, again, oops, it's probably not a call from God. You know, a call from God, it requires prayer and personal sacrifice. And I think for us to run the race, we have to continually ask ourselves, is this for the glory of God or for the ease of myself to feel included? And I think Colossians 3:1-4 talks about this. If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. And let your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on the earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him for glory. And that's why this idea, when you're running a race, if you're a runner, if you're an athlete, or if you're a business person, or if you're just a human being who wants to love God more, you know, we have to prepare. We have to have a plan. And I think the most important thing we can do to start our plan, number one, to get into a daily Bible study. Thessalonians 5:17. I'm with you, Steve. Pray continually means throughout the day. And seriously, through the work of the Holy Spirit, just pray. And for me, God, just tell me during the day what you want me to hear. And what a wonderful way to start a day, by just asking God, Lord, tell me what you want me to hear. And I think Psalm 119, 105, and we've heard it. I know Heritage Christian has this, you know, written literally on the lamppost over there. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. And that's the key, is to get so into the scriptures that it carries us through the day.
Well, we know that the Lord is our help. He is our refuge. So what does that mean to this race that we are running? What does it really look like?
Well, I know God wants to be with us in our good, in our bad times, in our sorrows, in our joys, in our loneliness. He wants us to know we're not alone, you know? Life is complicated and difficult, whether we're running a fast pace or a slow pace. And I think once we understand the physical and the spiritual dangers that we face each day, the danger of...
I think we just lost Nancy.
That is interesting.
Yeah. Doggone it. Right in the middle of a point, too.
I know. Well, in just a moment, we're going to check in with Randy Ollis of Wish TV. We're going to get our update on the weather. We'll give it a moment here, and we'll see if we can't get Nancy to join us again. And we will take a break, and we'll pick this up right after the weather. But we got a couple of spots that we're going to run through right now, and we'll be right back.
This is Max McLean. In times of distress, who will be there for you? Listen to the Bible from 2 Samuel 22. The Lord thundered from heaven. The voice of the Most High resounded. He shot arrows and scattered the enemies, bolts of lightning and routed them. The valleys of the seas were exposed, and the foundations of the earth laid bare at the rebuke of the Lord. He reached down from on high and took hold of me. He drew me out of deep waters. He rescued me from my powerful enemy, from my foes who were too strong for me. They confronted me in the day of my disaster, but the Lord was my support. From 2 Samuel 22. Listen to the Bible. It's great for the soul.
Be able to hear the Word of God today and every day. Hear more at radiobible.org. That's radiobible.org.
Right now, nothing is more important than your health, but there is something else that runs a close second. It's your financial well-being. Take credit card debt. Over time, paying high interest, making only minimum payments, and incurring penalties comes at a huge cost. That's why it's important for you to remember Trinity Debt Management. Trinity has certified counselors standing by. They have the training, expertise, and time to listen to your debt concerns and put you on a plan for financial recovery. Trinity will consolidate your bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, and reduce your interest by as much as 60%. You'll save thousands and possibly improve your credit score. There's been a lot of uncertainty lately, but one thing is for sure. If your debt has you down, we should talk. So turn to Trinity and become debt-free for keeps. Call 1-800-659-9838. That's 1-800-659-9838. 1-800-659-9838.
It is 7:19, and you're listening to Mornings with Kelly and Steve. And we do have Nancy Fitzgerald back with us, picking her back up by phone. I think this is just a ploy of the enemy to distract us, Steve.
Well, we were right in the middle of a really great point, and suddenly, boom, bam, she's gone.
I know.
I don't know what happened there, but I'm not sure exactly what happened, but we're not going to question it. We'll just pick up where we were. We're trying to understand what does this really look like, living this out. Once we understand the spiritual and the physical dangers that we face every day, then we'll be focused more on Christ and the Savior.
Absolutely. And I don't know where we got disconnected, but let's just jump into Philippians 4, 5 through 7. Is that good?
That's perfect.
Okay. And this is the go-to for me, and maybe for you too. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone, for the Lord is at hand. Don't be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. In the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guide your heart and your minds in Christ Jesus. And this is really the key. This is it. You're not alone. And God is with you throughout the day. And lean on him. Lean on him. Ask the Holy Spirit to remind you of what, how you need to think, or what your response is, and to give you that peace that is beyond your understanding in times like this.
Well, and I love too, Nancy, you know, what you pointed out here, that we can't run this race well without others running with us. So take us there to wrap this up.
Yes. And, you know, Christians thrive with other people. And God says when two or more are gathered together. And so I think essentially we have to be with one another. We have to have friends that we can go to, and friends that get that we're not perfect, that are good with holding us accountable. And this is really, I really think this is it. We just have to be with other people that are encouraging and that we can encourage as well. So again, I think a good close point here is Helen Lamell in her hymn when she says this, I love this, turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full into his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and his grace. So that's the key to all of this, is get in the scriptures, ask the Holy Spirit to be with you through the day, and encourage one another. We all need it, especially now. But reevaluate, and for me to reevaluate what truly it is that God wants me to do. What a great starting point we have in history right now to reevaluate, to rethink, and to reconnect with God. This is where I want to go. This is where I need to go.
Mm. That is just perfect that we can rest in that. And I do love those words, right? We just need to remember those five simple words. Turn your eyes upon Jesus.